Hey everyone, welcome back to Beacon Babes. Hopefully everyone's having a beautiful, happy new year, 2021. Hallelujah. Alora in the house, Brielle.
Hello.
Yay! Hello, Alora. What's up?
Hey, not too much. How was your New Year's?
It was really fun and really relaxing. We had a binge party of Cobra Kai. How about you?
That sounds fun. Oh, we just spent the night with family and chilled out by a fire.
Ooh, that sounds amazing as well. I know we wanted to spend some time together, so we'll have to do like our own little 2021 party. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we'll do a redo.
Okay, let's plan it.
Oh no, I'm totally planning it. Okay. Right now in my head. So first of all, you guys, before we get the party started, we wanted to wish you guys obviously a happy new year. But on top of it all, we want to ask you guys to hop on over to Twitter and give us a follow. We would appreciate it. We just started our podcast and we love to talk about politics. We love to talk about Donald Trump. There's so many other things that we look forward to talking to you guys about in the future, spirituality. I mean, the sky's the limit, but right now we talk about the hot topics, and there are a lot of hot topics, aren't there, Alora?
Oh my goodness, so many hot topics.
Exactly. So we're just going to lead right into it. I know you and I have been talking about in our last podcast, but also together, we've been talking about Bill Gates. And I know you have a lot of information. Do you want to get the party started?
Well, last week we kind of just talked about how he's got this plan to block the rays of the sun to the earth to help global warming. And we talked about, you know, the pros and cons, mostly cons of that. And we talked a little about chemtrails, and I know I even went back and I posted a couple pictures of the chemtrails here locally where we're at that were recent. And funny, a friend of mine on the same day, she posted about chemtrails and this bioengineering and the hazards that these chemtrails cause us. Have you heard anything about what they do to us?
Oh, I absolutely have. And I also wanted to thank you so much for posting the chemtrail photos, as well as the photos of Jupiter and Saturn like colliding that night, because I didn't get any of those pictures. And I was hoping that some of you guys would go ahead and post them. Feel free to comment, give us some love over on Twitter. And Alora, thanks for posting those photos, because it really paints the picture of what's kind of going on. But yeah, I read what she was saying about what the chemtrails are about and kind of what they're doing to humanity.
Right. And of course, you know, we're not the only ones who have noticed this. What I've been reading is this has been all over the United States. People everywhere have noticed an increase of these chemtrails in the last, I would say, month. But then also, what else has happened in the last month? There's been a lot of people worried about the fact that they may have COVID because of the coughing and the respiratory issues. But that's some of the side effects of chemtrails.
That's extremely alarming, unbelievably alarming. You know, I was reading that article, or at least some of the posts that people have been putting out in regards to chemtrails. And, you know, we all kind of know, I mean, at least some of us who are paying attention to these types of things, it does seem to appear that there's like multiple false positives and conflicting data, you know, when it comes to the COVID testing.
Right. So maybe some of these false negatives where people actually are symptomatic could be caused by the chemtrails.
That's terrifying to me. Like, it really does feel a little bit like an episode of The Walking Dead. Because we have absolutely no control. And I believe I mentioned to you in our last episode that my husband was noticing the chemtrails. And that's not something that he normally recognizes or even pays attention to, because half the time he has his face stuck in his cell phone. So for the fact that, you know, the fact that he even recognizes that is quite honestly a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, some people, I mean, they just see the white in the sky and they don't really pay much attention to it. And, you know, there's white in the sky all the time. But if you really look, It's very definite. I mean, that it's straight white lines and they crisscross and they don't dissipate like a plane would.
Well, and I feel like in the last episode, you said it kind of looked like a checkerboard, and then you posted your pictures. And I was like, wow, Allura was right. Like, they actually do look like a checkerboard, and she's proving it right now by posting them, you know?
Yep. They crisscross all over the place.
One of the things that I thought was interesting is that, okay, I don't know if you just heard all of that, but that was a dog and three cats that just went totally wackadoo just for like 1 second. Like, I cannot have one solid quiet moment for a hot second. Listen, being an animal owner is really, in all honesty, like a multiple animal owner, like I am, isn't all that much different than being a mom.
Not really.
No, seriously, it's so true. Well, okay, it is different, but in a different way. But anyway, so in the post that you had spoke about, she mentioned the fruit was even testing positive for COVID. I thought that was crazy.
Right. So how does fruit test positive for COVID?
You know, please explain that to me, because that's wackadoo.
I mean, a couple ways. One, it's a false test, and those are made to skew our numbers. Or two, this has been released by air and absorbed into the food.
Oh my gosh, that's freaking me out. Because, you know, when I talk about my animals and stuff, like I have a bunny rabbit. So I'm constantly feeding my bunny rabbit fruits and vegetables. Like, now I'm starting to think, you know what, like, I need to be very careful. I need to, like, actually wash all of this stuff off. And even when you think about going to the grocery store alone, there's so many weird things when you think about COVID, you know, not touching things and things like that. For example, my husband went to the store the other day and they had those great big plexiglasses that, like, they separate you from the employee at the store that you're at. But then how does the employee give you the receipt? They're touching it with their hand. But then think about getting fruits or vegetables at the grocery store. Other people are touching them. Ooh, do I want this one or do I want that one? No, this one's not very good. I thought, I'll put this one back down. Let me grab this one. You know, how do you even protect yourself from COVID? I mean, there's all of these things that, like, keep us from being able to get COVID. But then think about stuff like that. Keeping people home and restricting them from leaving their homes is almost ridiculous when you think about what I'm talking about right now.
Right.
And then if you have chemtrails on top of it all, and what's really weird is I have woken up in the mornings, and this is not me being paranoid, but I've had a tickle in my nose, or I've been sneezing throughout the day, and I'm like, why? I don't really have allergies. I normally do not. I'm not normally a person who has allergies.
See, I mean, I do, but okay, so this isn't pollen season, and it's not spring, and it's not the fall where things are dying. And I have fought allergies all week. And it's crazy because they'll, 1 minute, I'll have a little tickle and itch in my throat, and I'll sneeze a few times, and then I'm fine. And then a few hours later, it'll happen again, and then I'm fine. And this has been for days. So what's causing it? Is it stuff in the air when I'm outside and I'm breathing it?
Well, that really freaks me out, because one of the questions, you know, that goes through my mind is like, so here we go. You've got these chemtrails. And my husband and I were talking about it after we had talked about it in our last podcast. And it's like someone is spraying something into the sky, and that could possibly be making people ill.
Right. That's what they've been designed to do for years. I mean, this keeps the pharmaceutical companies in business.
I mean, you nailed it, because someone's profiting from the creation of all of this Bologna. But I see this stuff in movies and things like that, and I think, you know, I don't think anything of it. And now when I watch movies where things like this is happening, or even TV shows, like I've said before, The Blacklist, and I think, wow, like, we're so vulnerable to people who have this type of money and people that have this type of power.
And we seem so helpless. I mean, think about those chemtrails in the sky. How do you escape that?
You can't. And you know, and I know I've said this before too, I just think, you know, how evil are these people? I have cats biting, you know, right now. I don't know if you can hear them. It's making me crazy at the moment. But, you know, can't we all just get along? That's the moral of the story. What?
The comedy scene.
But like, on top of it all, what pure evil? What pure evil?
Yeah, absolutely. So
And
evil.
I can say that like casually right now, but like when we go to bed at night, you know, I think, and this is what it's succumbed to. I literally listen to prayers at night when I go to sleep, meditation prayers, where I'm like praying to God that He'll protect me, my husband, my family, my animals, you know, that we can escape this when things get really hot and heavy. Because things have really started to get nuts. You think 2021 is going to get better than 2020? Yeah, I don't really think so. And I'm not trying to be negative, you guys, but I mean, we have so much to talk about, and we're not even going to cover all of it today in this, 45 to 50 minute episode, right, Alora?
Yeah, I think 2021, we've only just begun.
Yeah.
Like, this week is like, I think, the kickoff for some major, major events.
And I think it's quite possible, you guys, that we might have an extra episode this week. You know, we might bring back some of our old friends that you've met before in the beginning. Alora and I are going to try to see if they can meet up with us, because January 6th, you know, Donald Trump has some interesting, wild stuff to tell us about.
Yep, tonight will be interesting too. He's talking tonight, so
yep.
I'm waiting for, like, he's talking tonight, and I'm just waiting for those words, my fellow Americans.
Yeah, me too. And here we are speaking, you know, together, and we're missing Donald Trump, so we're gonna have to go back and watch this. If this is how dedicated we are, I know you guys really appreciate it, but but the thing is that I really do feel, despite what everyone else says. And I feel like Donald Trump has a lot of money, and he's doing what he's doing. He's putting himself out there. I mean, in all honesty, you guys, he has balls to the wall. And he's doing this for us Americans. You know, he's really putting himself out there. He's getting a lot of scrutiny. He has for 4 years, and things are really coming to a head. And that, you know, I think I've told you guys this before. I didn't like Donald Trump before. And there are things that he's done in the past that I don't like. There's things he said that I'm like, cringeworthy. But what he's doing at this moment in time, in the current present, I do feel like he is trying to look out for us Americans, as well as other people who have been severely wronged in this world.
I do too.
And I mean, I think we need someone like that. And you know, here's the deal. And I know from my own small personal world that when someone, their credibility and their lies are going to be exposed, they go crazy and they're going to gaslight, and they're going to do everything they can to try to make it look like the person who's trying to out them is the wrong person. And I'm really having cat problems right now. I don't know if you guys can hear any of it, but it's literally like cat fight craziness. But and it's hard for me to focus. Let's be serious. But yeah, that's what people do. Think about things in your own life when you've had someone that you're trying to maybe expose. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. Expose for the wrong ways. Alert people that they've done wrong in your life. What do they do and how do they act? Now put all those people together, because Donald Trump doesn't just have one person that he's trying to expose.
From what I gather, there's like over 220,000 names on a list.
Dang. First, let's think about fraud. I mean, the fraud, and then on top of everything else, right?
Right. Yep. The election fraud, all the treason.
It's wild what he has on his plate, but kudos to him for going out there and doing so for literally the American people. And what I would like is for Donald Trump to get some credit for actually caring about the well-being of the Americans, because there are some Democrats that are literally turning themselves around, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, and starting to actually support Donald Trump here.
Yeah, I think there'll be a handful of them that make some changes.
It's kind of crazy to watch, in my opinion, because some Republicans are being cowards and they're turning their back on Donald Trump.
Absolutely. He's got good and bad on both
right.
sides, I think.
In human nature, isn't it fascinating, you know? But then you want to talk about Bill Gates. What a selfish little turd bucket, in my opinion.
That man is the face of evil. Like, if he was in a dictionary and there was the word evil, it would be his picture.
I really
picture.
Do like that. I mean, I really do. And I definitely said this before. I saw a little bit of a documentary or someone else was calling out Bill Gates, and he literally was almost like laughing. Like, he thought it was funny that, like, okay, we've got COVID going on right now, but, you know, they're going to, I seriously am going to have to kill all of my cats. I'm going to have to kill them all. But, like, he was laughing, smirking, and almost like thinking he was pretty special because he has something up his sleeve about what's coming next in regards to the next COVID, which I've already started hearing buzz about in the UK.
Right.
And his wife is smirking too. What is wrong with people? This dude is, I'm sorry. I don't want anybody. I was going to say, please forgive me. No. Go online and check it out for yourself. This guy is vile. And he probably is all about the money. He's the one that wants the money for the cure. And you sent me that article, and they were saying that there's experiments out there. And there's a few of them. Yeah. Military drills, and there have been large coverage trails, what you're talking about, that have been going on for years. So here are people that could be possibly dying from cancer, you know, and could it be from what we're talking about right now?
Could very well be.
They said that, like, the calcium carbonate that could come from these trails,
mm-hmm.
Is exactly what you're talking about. It gives you, like, your throat and your lungs. It'll cause you to cough. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? This is insane. Like, I can't be normal. I honestly cannot be normal. I have gremlins running through my house. Like, it's not even funny. I have the three dogs here, and, like, they're actually scared. So they're scared of the cats. Maybe it's a combination of the cats and the dogs, and that is the reason why I'm having these issues. Well, is there anything else? You tend to know a lot about chemtrails. So is there anything that we haven't covered that you want to talk about in regards to that?
My health friend that posted this, she just said that typically when she sees these in the sky, within days, she's getting calls from her people she sees and say with increased symptoms. And like you said, calcium carbonate's one of the chemicals, and it can cause all kinds of things, skin and eye irritation. It can cause nose and throat and lungs and coughing, and long-term, it has long-term health effects, and that can last for months or years.
It's scary because we're vulnerable. We're 100% vulnerable to that. Like, how do you even control that? There's nothing we can do about that.
Not a thing.
You can't even protect your children from that.
No, they're out there playing, and you think you're doing good sending your kids out to play. You have no idea what they're breathing in out there or what their skin is absorbing.
It says a lot to me, and this might sound silly, but when I go, oh my gosh, it's like my dogs are scared of my cats at this moment in time. Seriously, like, my dogs are, like, on the couch right now where I'm sitting, and they're, like, getting as close to me as they possibly can because my cats are destructive. What's wrong with them? I think I need to change from a cat person to a dog person. More and more every day. I was just thinking, like, it's hard as it is to be afraid as an adult to think that you have children that you have to protect too from these people. And these people don't even, are they even thinking about protecting their own children? That's what I question.
Well, it's funny because Bill Gates, from I've read, of course, I don't know how much is true, but I've read that he refused all vaccinations for his kids. But, you know, I just read it somewhere. But I wish I knew before my own child and all the vaccinations that we gave her. We did a delayed schedule, but I really wish I would have known some of the things that I know now, because there would have been a lot less vaccines going on.
Well, they probably think that they're going to be protected. And I, you know, I don't know all of the details here, but I heard this over the weekend. Okay. So I heard that George Bush Senior was involved in that sex trafficking.
Yeah. He's on that name.
And that he was assassinated. now. So you guys, I'm going to say this is alleged because obviously this is hearsay. This is what I heard, that he was assassinated because of what he did and all of the information that people had on him. And he wanted to protect his family name, but he was associated with that. So then over the weekend, I saw a picture of George Bush, Obama, and Bill Clinton, all three of them together. And the three of them, their names have been put on that list when we connect with Jeffrey Epstein and the Ghislaine Maxwell group of people.
Yep. Everybody, it's like a big spider web.
Yeah. I mean, and that's sad because when I was in high school, I remember I did like a whole entire research project on George Bush, and I felt like he was like this stand-up guy, and you know, I was so in support of him. It's just really sad when you find out things like that, or there is speculation, which a lot of the times when there's speculation like that, you think, oh, that's a lie, that's not true, that's like, you know, fake news, as Donald Trump always says. But unfortunately, right, sometimes that fake news ends up becoming true.
All these things that we talk about that everybody's like, you guys are crazy, you guys need to wear your tinfoil hats and your conspiracy theorists. Well, guess who? Those same people are coming and asking questions.
What's amazing is I feel like people are waking up and they're starting to realize things more and more, whereas before they weren't. So that's why a lot of these things are becoming more accepted now, whereas opposed they weren't, you know? Now, you had sent me an article about Julian Assange. Tell me about him, because we had talked about pardons before, how Donald Trump was pardoning a lot of different people who have basically been wronged. You know, they've been scrutinized, their name has been dragged through the mud. This is one of them that you had mentioned to me, which I think is really interesting. What you got for us here, Alora?
Well, I've been reading a little about him, and I know that yesterday when I read about this, it said tomorrow, so that would be today, there would be a court hearing of whether or not he was going to be released and then extradited back to the United States. And they were really hoping for that, because then they were hoping that Donald Trump would pardon him. That was the ultimate goal, was to get him back here and then possibly be pardoned. They did go to court. They said it was a very quiet court date, and they didn't, you know, obviously with COVID, they didn't allow a lot of people into the courtroom. I think there was only like 10.
That's small.
10 people. Yeah. Very small. So, you know, it was just the necessary people. They said he sat there very quietly. He only spoke once during the court hearing. With the COVID restrictions, there was only about a dozen people. So the short of the long, am I saying that right?
I always get that stuff mixed up.
So in the end result was he was not extradited. The judge kept shutting down all these objections, and it was a 1-hour hearing, and he was only asked to confirm his name and date of birth, and his his fiance was there. She of course is begging for him to be extradited so that hopefully he can be pardoned. They have kids together, and she said that it would be unlawful under terms of a treaty, would violate freedom of speech and other human rights, and was politically motivated, or would punish mere investigative journalism. Part of this, right, I'm reading, so these aren't my words. Suggestions that a U.S. jury would be biased, or that evidence was a result of torture, and that Assange would not be protected by the U.S. Constitution, were given short shrift. It sounds like she was not going to do this based on legal terms, but then she kind of turned around the story and said she wasn't going to do the extraditing because of his health. It ended up boiling down to Julian's health.
And he's only like 49, right?
He's only 49 years old. The hearing had taken an abrupt turn. when the judge started to address his health, which had been a core concern raised not only by the legal team, but also by a human rights group and the United Nations experts. The lengthy extradition proceedings here heard how Assange could be held under special administrative measures before the trial, and then at the Florence prison in Colorado. The court also heard that Assange had been under a care plan for prisoners at risk of suicide or self-harm since arriving in Belmarsh in April of 2019. He had also told staff of plans end his life. They say he suffers from a depressive disorder, and sometimes it can be accompanied by psychotic features as well as on the autism spectrum.
That's terrible. Now, listen, I mean, when I was reading the article that you had sent me, I feel like he has been accused of things. Was he accused of, like, sexual trafficking?
He was accused of rape, I believe. And okay. Those charges were dropped.
So we won't go there because they were dropped. But, like, has he been in jail for, like, a decade?
He's been in jail a long time.
So imagine if he was wrongly accused. Who knows? I mean, who really knows? Let's just, you know, play pretend. And then this guy, you know, a decade. I mean, that's a long time. You'd be in jail. Away from your fiance, your children. Yeah. That's sad. So what do you think the scenario is going to be?
Well, they obviously appealed immediately, so it's not over. You know, they'll go back to court and do what else they need to do to try to get him back to the United States.
Well, Donald Trump really seems to be on a crusade to help people who've been wrongfully accused. And that's something that we talked about last week with the pardons. And if you guys don't know who Julian Assange is, and then, of course, Allura, please add if I've missed any information, but did he work for a WikiLeaks? Is it kind of like a news?
He was the founder.
Okay, so he's the founder of WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks is like a place that generates like current news, right?
Yeah, and documents.
Okay. And he was accused of working with like army intelligence analysts. I think her name's like Chelsea Manning or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he had like classified documents that he had gotten from her. And, you know, many people believe that he, like, released documents that she provided that were, like, scandalous or something along those lines. Fill in the blanks for me if I'm, like, saying this wrong.
This was back in 2010 and 11, and they exposed war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. Including footage of American soldiers killing unarmed civilians from a helicopter.
Oh my God, that's huge.
It was huge.
But at the same time, you know, I hear what you're saying because he should be protected by laws for like freedom of press, right? For the job that he has.
Yeah, and I think that was what they were trying to get out there was that journalist. Are usually protected.
So,
and he was an investigative journalist.
Okay, investigative journalist. Boom. Nailed it right there. And who is trying to get him framed? I'm going to say framed would be what? The Democrats? Because he's exposing them in some way, shape, or form?
He's exposing. And that, you know, that was his thing. He's a big freedom of speech person. He's a big believer of getting truth out.
That's sad. That's really sad. You know, that really makes me sad. I keep saying that, but that really is sad. You know, if you think about it, like, you know, like he did do wrong, you know, in his life, if he is a scandalous individual, then I guess karma comes back and really just bites you in the ass. But if he was trying to do right, maybe he was trying to turn his life around. That is his career, is to be an investigative journalist. I just think that there might be some people out there that believe that he's actually being harassed because of his actions. You know, releasing Democrats, were there emails? Like that for the Democrats, what? Like weren't there like emails that he had released in the past? That were exposing some of these Democrats?
Yeah, I think some of the documents that were, I think there were names.
Probably in the 2016 election, you know?
Yeah, possibly. Mm-hmm. From wherever he was at the time, he was working with that election. And that was when Hillary Clinton and was in the running.
I mean, even think about that. So they've got everything that's happening right now, but then all the way back to 2016, there were a lot of scandalous things going on with Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump was trying to expose her even then.
Yep. Yeah. He was accused of working with U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to get classified documents from databases containing about 90,000 Afghanistan war-related activity reports and 400,000 Iraq war-related reports and 250 State Department cables.
I mean, that's a lot. Those numbers are a lot. But right. What do you think that means to, like, the average Joe? That's like, okay, so what does that mean?
I was trying to get the current stuff, and then I started digging into the past stuff, and it got really deep, and I was like, oh, this is like a whole episode in itself.
Well, and I think that I mentioned last week that there were like 12, it was either 12 or 15, I honestly can't remember right now, but like 12 to 15 different pardons that Donald Trump was trying to execute. So right. A lot of these people and their stories are pretty heavy, you know? Which mm-hmm. again goes back to us saying that, you know, we're kind of living in a really interesting time right now. I mean, think of these people alone. So everything that's happening, I mean, think of these people that are being pardoned. Why does Donald Trump want to pardon them? Probably because, in my opinion, they're wrongfully accused for whatever it is that they're, you know, he wants to pardon them for.
Right. And I think also some of these could be allies, like Julian. He probably has information that would help some of the things that Donald Trump's trying to uncover.
Well, you know, from the way things are looking, Donald Trump really needs as many allies as he could possibly get.
I agree.
And then also, too, I heard that Donald Trump's life was on the line this weekend, which is crazy.
I heard a little about that. I was hoping you would have some more
info. I'd love to talk about that. Yeah, it's actually, to be honest with you, when I was looking online, it was a little bit hard to find you know, information on it. But I believe there was, you know, you guys forgive me if I don't know the names. I mean, let me tell you something. I cannot pronounce the names. I was trying to read the article to my husband and I couldn't even. I was like, okay, forget it. I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to give up right now. But there's an Iranian dude that was like, he was going to like bomb. Okay, listen, I'm going to sound like an idiot right now and I know it. So I'm just going to announce that right now. He was going to bomb. I don't know if it was like American soldiers that were already in Iraq. I would have to read the article for you guys. Okay. But like he was going to do something bad to American, I believe, soldiers. I believe. Okay. Donald Trump knew about it and he had his partner, they were like executed basically. You know, it was a shocker. It was unexpected type of way. And here in January, it's a year since this happened. And I remember when this happened, I was like, ooh, Donald Trump is so badass. I remember when it happened a year ago. And so he's ready to have Donald Trump's head, the partner. And he was saying that Donald Trump was going to die like within 3 to 4 days. I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, if you're going to kill Donald Trump, like what kind of idiot are you that you're going to just announce it to everybody? Please don't hurt Donald Trump. Okay. But yeah, so he wants to have Donald Trump's head, you know, because of what he did to his homie, you know.
You know, and it's so scary because here Donald Trump's on a plane tonight and he's flying to Georgia and it's like, I just want him to stay somewhere safe until all this stuff is like figured out.
Yeah, because when you think about it, Donald Trump is really calling out a lot of people. He knew he was going to do it. He set out to do it. This was his game plan. So I'm pretty sure he does have everything lined up as much as he can to protect him. But you can't the sad part is you can't control other people. And so you don't know what they're going to be doing behind the scenes. You don't know who you can trust. I mean, think about in your own life. You don't even know who you could trust, let alone being the president of the United States. And then you want to call out all of the corruption. And unfortunately, there is a lot of it coming at you from every angle. Then you've got your wife. Then you've got your kids. Then you've got your grandchildren. I mean, you want to make sure that they're safe. And I just think that it's disgusting. It's vile. Everything that I'm looking at is just vile. Okay. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, like he has a family. And if anything ever happens to him, those people are going to suffer. And why? Because of your vile, you know, destructive ways, your own agenda. You don't care about how you hurt other human beings, children who love their grandfather, who happens to be Donald right. Trump. I mean, it's disgusting. I want to puke at how gross that is.
And not to mention, like, his family. You know, his family's at risk.
Yes. What have they done? They've done nothing except be his children. Why? You think that they deserve to suffer? That just explains how vile you are, that you would try to hurt Donald Trump in that way, and his children and his family and his grandchildren, and the list goes on and on. It needs to end, and the person who needs to end it, really, in all honesty, is the big G-O-D.
He's the only one.
And that kind of goes down to, like, some of the destructive things that, like, these people are making for their own selfish decisions. Like, when we talked about in our last episode, the stimulus package, you know, Mitch McConnell, his home was vandalized recently.
Yeah. Him and Nancy Pelosi.
Oh my gosh, that one is crazy. That's something you'd see in a scary movie.
Right?
Literally, a pig's head was chopped off and put out in front of her garage. Isn't that nuts?
People are crazy, but so is she.
Well, yeah, because they're not looking out for the American people. And when you have a president that truly is trying to look out for the American people and is literally willing to, like, have big balls and put himself out there, you know, to be scrutinized, to be, like, made fun of and mocked in front of everyone for the American people. And then, you know, you've got Pelosi and you've got McConnell. They don't want to help with the stimulus package. You know, Donald Trump wanted to enhance that stimulus package and they blocked it. Well, at least we know McConnell did. He blocked it. And he had someone write on his door, "Where's my money?" I think that's really funny. I shouldn't think that's funny, because I you know, then again, you know, if he had family members there, I wouldn't want them to be scared, especially with Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, with the pig's head, that's a bit much. You know what I'm saying?
That's a bit crazy.
That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. Most of the money that McConnell wanted to send was not to the American public. He wanted to send it overseas for gender studies in Pakistan.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and a million other things too. But yeah, a lot of that, most of that money was getting sent to different things overseas. But did you read, have you seen at all, like, what she wants to do with gender? Like, you know how you say mother, father, and you know that's a male, female? It's like, you'll now address them as child or sibling or parent. There will be no gender.
I feel like, where do I live? Like, do I live on Mars? Like, what kind of people am I dealing with right here? Like, this is what they talk about. Like, they sit and they have meetings and say, okay, you're no longer allowed to say mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. Like, what am I supposed to say? Like, that person right there that looks like a woman. Like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to say woman either.
My grandparent.
Like, I can't even speak normal language. Like, I can't even speak. Like, so now they're trying, not only are they trying to take our jobs away, and they're trying to make us stay at home, and we're not allowed to go out into the world, but we can't even talk either. You can't say anything. No. Which says a lot when they're doing gender studies. What is this gender studies then? What does this mean?
And we're not going to, like, say when a baby's born, if they're male or female, we're going to wait and let the child decide.
It's all over. It's literally all over.
Crazy, crazy world we live in.
And I'm really scared, because I think about the little kids. We're older, but this is what they're going to know. This is going to be the normal for them.
Yeah, I don't want this to be a normal for sure.
How do you change that? You honestly can't. And I was even talking to my husband about, like, jobs and stuff. So I was like, okay, the vaccine's coming out. So, like you said, Bill Gates won't even let his kids take the vaccine. Come on. And he's sitting here talking about COVID. Well, they won't even know. They don't know what's going on with the COVID that's happening now. Wait until they see the new COVID. Yeah. but then he won't even let his kids. That is huge, you guys. He won't even let his kids take the vaccine, yet he's sitting there chuckling about the new version of COVID, which actually is starting to come out in the world now. They're starting to talk about it.
He won't let his kids have any vaccines.
if you open up your eyes, you're like, something about that doesn't make sense. He's sitting here chuckling, yet he will not let his kids take that vaccine. But my husband's saying, like, okay, like, I'm not getting work. What's going on? Like, what am I supposed to do? And I said, well, just wait until they start making you start to take the vaccine. Like, you're going to have to take the vaccine, and then you're really going to get screwed. And he's like, well, maybe I will take the vaccine, you know, because I'm not going to make them force me to not work. And I'm like, do you understand? This is exactly what they want. But then what do you do? What do you do when you can't have food? You can't pay your bills. You don't have a home. This is
Yeah, they bully
bad.
you.
I'm just praying that it doesn't get to that, because that's really terrifying to me. And they did say even that McConnell has ties to China. I don't, you know, I don't that I'm going to go ahead and say that that's alleged, but I
Yeah, I
did
did
hear that.
too. Pelosi too.
And it's kind of crazy that you keep hearing about these people, like the Swalwell guy. Oh my God, it's so funny to me, because like the paparazzi are now all up on his ass, and he won't answer anything, obviously. But like, what a fool he must feel
Oh.
like. What an idiot. Like, these people are idiots, and they're all being exposed. And to me, that's funny. I can't wait to just like see them grovel. It's so much fun. That's the only thing I look forward
Yeah, I'm
to.
super interested to see what's going to happen on the 6th. I just think there's a lot going to go down this week.
Right, people were saying like that, you know, nothing's gonna happen. You know, they try to do A, B, C, and D before, and nothing even developed. But what if Donald Trump has something up his sleeve that he is going to
Trump card.
expose when the trumpet sounds?
He pulls out that
Ooh.
trump card and slam, throws it on the table.
Oh. Yeah, you know, you guys might think I'm nuts, but wouldn't it just be so weird in the Bible when it says the trumpet sounds, like when you hear the
I
trumpet sounds?
know exactly what you're going to say. Say it.
Okay, well, like, what if it's Donald
Exactly.
Trump? Oh my God, wouldn't that be so crazy?
I was literally pulling off a side street thinking that today. I
You
was.
were? So we never talked about this, obviously, like together. I've said this to my husband before. I have literally said this to my husband before. Well, before I actually thought, and please, you guys, do not be mad at me, but I absolutely thought that Obama was the Antichrist. Like, I was like, oh God, this is it. This is it. But now, if Donald Trump is like, now everybody will laugh at me again because, you know, I was wrong. Because I really felt like he had a bit of a silver tongue. I really did. I felt like he was really sly. He had a way of speaking where people would just fall for him, you know? And we'll see. We'll see about Obama. We'll see in the future. Who knows? But there was something about him I just didn't trust. So we'll just put it that way. But like with Donald Trump exposing people, like, and the way the world is going right now, and this whole vaccine thing, and like all of us having to, you know, we have concert tickets over the summer, Alora and I, and we're excited about going. We weren't able to go last summer, so they postponed it to this summer. Well, quite honestly, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to go to that concert because we're going to have to show that we have a vaccine. And damn it, we spent a lot of money on those tickets, did we
We
not?
did.
That's going to be really pissy if I can't go to that concert. You know, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
You'll be okay, but you know, I'm
Well,
going to
I'm
be
going to be mad
mad.
if I have to suck up that money.
Well, that's true because those were
They
not
would not.
cheap tickets per person. No. Mm-mm. No. And we never would have expected that. That's what's
It
crazy.
sucks. Like, that's one of our favorite things to do is go to concerts.
Dude, that's our
So,
thing.
it
That's
is.
our thing. Okay. I mean, like, that's something I look forward to. You know, you think about like things that you spend your money on that you truly, truly look forward to. I mean, they really are taking, when you think about it, they really are taking away people's happiness. No wonder people are
Yeah.
depressed.
It's all part of the plan. I mean, they like that.
They want to break you down. They want to break you down. They don't care about the American people. And that is what I'm going to lead into, because I was watching one of my favorite YouTubers. His name is Josiah, who's pretty freaking awesome. And he was basically giving, well, on Twitter, he was giving the Twitter stats, and I was watching him. But voters, how do they feel about this stimulus check? Okay, so 75% felt like people should raise it to $2,000, is what Donald Trump wanted to do, and is what McConnell locked. 7% wanted to remain $600. 9%, now I'm rounding these, okay? But 75% is accurate, but I'm just rounding it just a little bit for the others. But rounding it is just to the next number. But 9% was no check at all, which is just open up the damn economy. And then 8% is they had no thoughts whatsoever. That's kind of sad that that even was a percentage, period. You should have an opinion in
Yeah,
this
no
regard.
kidding.
But what does that tell you? That 75%, I mean, look at those statistics. Okay, everything is like one number, 7%, 9%, 8%. It doesn't even matter that I rounded it. 75% of Americans wanted you to raise it, just like Donald Trump wanted to do, and who blocked it?
Right.
McConnell. They don't care about the American people. That's the answer.
Well, just, I mean, they don't care about the American people and their freedom and their rights. And look at the election. Look at how many people actually voted for Trump. You Americans want that, but we're not going to let you have it.
And it's so sad because, you know, just like the it's a weird analogy because they're two like crazy opposites, but are they really? The chemtrails, the election, the fraudulency, all that stuff, the Democrats, the Republicans that are just being completely and utterly shady, they all result into one thing. People are money hungry, they're selfish, they want power, and the people who don't have those things are going to suffer. And that is the truth. That's what's going on right now. And that's scary. And those are the things that happened, you know, back in the olden days with you have Noah, like Noah's Ark, you know, the world was in destruction at that time.
Yeah.
It was corrupt. Sodom and Gomorrah, it was corrupt. Are we heading towards those
Looks
times?
that way. They say it's going to be biblical.
They do. I feel that way. And then for 8% of the people to just not have any opinion, people need to wake up because a lot of terrible things are happening in this world. I mean, I just remember when the only thing I wanted to do was read Us Weekly, and all I cared about was what outfit I was going to wear the next day, you know, and how I looked. But now I'm thinking, wow, I can't believe it. Like, I have to wake up and I have to pay attention because I'm not going to be the one that falls behind. I don't want to be left
Right.
behind. Prayer is so important. I think we should pray for our president. You know, and a lot of people don't like him, and that's scary to me because how are we going to heal? How are we going to get better if we don't support our president? Come on. There are so many sketchy, scary things going on with Biden that don't make any sense, and he doesn't address any of it. Doesn't that make you question? I mean, whether you like, if so, let's say you like Biden, okay, guys. Let's say you really like Biden. Why won't he answer the questions that are going on that are scandalous in regards to him? Why can't he address them?
Right. You would think he'd at least want to defend himself.
Yeah, he has nothing to say because usually when people don't have anything to say or they avoid the issue, it's because there's some truth
Yep.
to it. There's some truth to it. And you can watch a lot of YouTube videos of people that are support Trump. It's probably because you guys don't like Trump. And so you're not watching the videos of people that support Trump. Just, you know, how about you just go and listen to it. Just give it, call it shits and giggles, you know, just go ahead and listen to it for shits and giggles and see what you learn. Just learn what's happening on the opposite side of things, and you don't have to agree with it. Don't go in there and say, you know, I'm going to agree with it. Just listen to it while you're, I don't know, putzing around the
Drinking
house.
a cup of
And just,
coffee.
yeah, hell, while you're drinking a beer, damn it.
Whatever.
And just sit there and say, what the hell? I just want to see what the other side is saying. And then what do you think from there? Because I guarantee you're going to fall down that rabbit hole and you're going to be like, holy shit. Like, there might be some truth to this stuff.
Speaking of rabbit holes,
Tell me
have
more.
you, and I'm not going to go into what was discussed, but have you looked at Lynn Wood's Twitter or Parler page in the last 24 hours?
In the last 24 hours, I haven't had a chance, and I know you've
Oh,
been wanting to tell me all
you,
about
I
it. Tell me
no,
more.
I'll discuss it off record for now, but I want
Okay.
our listeners to go read. and I want them to investigate and do their own research. There's some important drip of information. It's some good stuff. People Amazing. Need to go and educate themselves before more comes out, because it's going to shock the world.
He says funny things. You guys absolutely need to go, because I was actually reading some of the things he was saying last night, but I don't know if it's the same stuff.
He did some stuff last night, and then he did some stuff very early in the morning.
Okay, let me go double check that. So we'll have to possibly bring that up. I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a hot topic. So we'll have to bring, we have so much to talk about even next week. So maybe we'll even do a double broadcast this week, you guys. Just wait and see. Because there's just so much going on in the world. It's just insane. Especially with January 6th yes. coming up, which is in like
a couple days.
2 days. Yeah, 1 day, because we're posting tomorrow. So really in just a day. Plus Mr. Trump is speaking right now as we're chatting. So we're going to have so much to talk to you guys about, and we will bring some of our friends along to discuss what is going on. So the next time you hear from us, we're hoping that we'll have more than just myself and Alora.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Alora, before we head out today, I wanted to see if you had anything you wanted to add. You know, I kind of babble a lot. So is there anything that you have the floor? Let's put it that way.
I think we need to come together, and we all need to be praying for our president. We need to be praying for the people surrounding him that are doing good, and pray for people like Lynn Wood who are dripping little tidbits of truth and have already had their lives threatened over it. So we need to pray for those people and pray for our country.
No, I agree with you 100%. I have been praying for Donald Trump even more so now, especially since I heard his life was being threatened. And, you know, if you guys think about it, some of these people that he's pardoning, there are people that are on even a smaller scale that are having their lives threatened, and they're not being thrown in jail. But think about the people who are coming out and talking about the fraudulent behavior in Georgia and the other states, that they're even saying that their lives are being threatened. Their families' lives are being threatened. They've lost their jobs. Their kids can't even go to school anymore. So that's on a smaller scale. So when you think about this, you know, Julian Assange that we're talking about, who did I talk about last week? Papalopsy. I'm so bad with these last names. Bobolinsky and Papu. I can't even say their names because they're such interesting names that I mess them up. But you know, all these different people that are literally going to jail for decades. Maybe they're innocent because they're exposing people that want their information to be hidden, and that person has more power.
Oh, one more thing. So on the 6th. There's the peaceful protest. And there's people all over the United States that are going to show up for this. And I've been reading and watching other things and reading in different chat rooms. Just for people to be aware that are actually going. A lot of the Democratic officials in D.C. have tried closing hotels and restaurants and guest houses, even drive-thrus. Just to make this difficult on the Trump supporters.
I have read that.
They're also saying that you should bring food and water and bring extra for others if you can. Go places in groups for safety. Stay in groups, people. Don't go off by yourself. So, and the National Guard has been called in to help regulate the crowd. So
to kind of exit on this is quite epic, you guys, because we are living in a time where all of this is going to be history. Yep. And the scary thing is like, we don't want anything bad to happen to anyone. And look, I was like, wow, you know, that would be really fascinating to go. I really want to support. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this. But the reality of the situation, were you going to say you too, Laura?
I really wanted to be there this week. But then I thought about it today. I'm like, man, you know, the what ifs.
Exactly. And that's sad. That is sad.
It is sad.
That you can't go and support your president. Our president, our current president, we can't even go support him.
And I have friends that got there today, and I pray for their safety too.
Oh my gosh. Well, then you'll have to let us know how they're doing, what they experienced. The next time we chat, I would love it if you would give us some of that info, because obviously we can live vicariously through them. Yeah, no, I'm not going to put myself in that situation,
And it would be so
unfortunately.
great to be a part of history. You know, it's supposed to be a peaceful protest. It would be amazing to be there.
But I've heard DC is quite a dangerous place to be
Yeah.
right now. And then when you hear people like, what the heck? Like they're trying to block people. Jeez, what the heck? That's ridiculous. But you guys, I pray for everyone who does go. If there's anyone that's listening right now, you know, that is going on the 6th, God bless you. Thank you so much for your bravery. And I hope everything goes well. Please stay safe. And if you guys have any pictures or fun information to share with us, please head over to our Twitter and let us know how your experience went. Send us some pictures and we'd love to share them with everyone and let them know about your
Yep.
journey. Alora, and if you know, if any of your friends want to share as well, let them know, because I'd love to know how they did and how everything went for them.
Yep, I will definitely do.
All right, you guys, so we'll see you soon. Possibly we'll see you twice this week. So stay tuned. You can check us out obviously here on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere where you listen to a podcast. Share it with your friends. Let them know about Beacon Babes. And we'd love for you guys to be a part of our community. Alora, thank you so much for your time today. And thanks for all the great stuff that you had to add to the
Oh, yeah,
broadcast.
Ditto.
Yeah. Although I had like a lot of crazy distractions going on today, you guys. Thanks for being patient.
Yeah, that's a little comedy.
Hopefully. But in the meantime, you guys, God bless. We'll either see you next week or we'll see you
Peace
super
out.
Soon. Peace out, you guys. Bye-bye and God bless.